Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
This is the Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that?
Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
All right, Daily Ticker time here on a Thursday. Let's go to Boston, where there was a big story that came out on ESPN yesterday. Voted off the island. Inside Bill Belichick's failed job hunt. Joining us now is friend of the program, Lucy Burge. You can hear her on the BetQL app, BetMGM, the host of Bet Slips and Bat Flips, and Back to the Futures with the very own world-famous Brandon Sprague, who gives out wonderful takes on the Clippers and Mavs playoff series.
Hey,
and
everybody
Everybody loves him for his good takes on the NBA playoffs. At Lucille Burge on Twitter, and she's joining us on YouTube. We can't see each other, but thank you for doing that, Lucy. Our audience appreciates it. My co-host is an idiot and doesn't think Bill Belichick knows how to coach football anymore.
Wow.
Why is he wrong?
Well, he's not an idiot. I mean, it was the Mavs tweet heard around the world, I think. Daily Mail picked it up. You know, everybody had it. Very, very proud of Sprague for that and for everything else. The Belichick thing is, this is disappointing. And this is a betrayal on levels no one has ever seen. Robert Kraft absolutely railroaded this poor guy who gave him levels of success that Robert Kraft could never even have imagined. And then he dismisses Belichick. And then he says, anyone else who wants to hire him, don't trust this guy. This guy who I worked with for decades, for a lifetime, don't trust him. Don't work with him. I don't want you guys to have the success that I had. So don't hire this guy. This is just a horrible thing. And I hope Belichick flies like the wings of an eagle's nest from the Patriots and further in his career as a broadcast NFL analyst.
Well, Lucy, I'm curious, how have Patriots fans handled this divorce? It's we're Sham and Don Van Natta hop on a story. You're going to be nervous. You're like, oh, no, they're going to find out things that nobody has ever found out before. And we read this, and it seems that Kraft railroaded him with Atlanta, and it caught Belichick by surprise. He only wants to coach like a handful of teams. Belichick might want revenge on Kraft by coaching the Cowboys if they fail next year. I'm curious how Patriot fans handle all of this, because they lose their beloved Tom Brady. He wins a Super Bowl. Kraft chooses Belichick, or sides with him at least. That doesn't work out. How have Boston sports fans handled the constant reporting of Brady Belichick hate each other, now Robert Kraft Belichick hate each other, after having like 16 years of established success and six Super Bowl trophies. How have the Boston sports fans handled this?
Yes, well, you know, Boston sports fans handle things very well, very calmly, with a lot of reason and tact. So definitely the same as usual. I think what happens is you take sides and you really stand firm in the side that you are on, whether you are on Bill's side or Brady's side. And now you kind of have to pick between Kraft and Bill. And who's, do you think that Kraft did Bill dirty, or do you not like Belichick, and do you think that Kraft made the right decision? So I think it depends on which side you are on, but I think fans have handled this with a lot of, there's anger, I think, in how maybe Belichick was treated, which that fact that he was fired, and then there are the people that are like, well, he should have been. It's been long enough. The season they had last year was historically bad. Belichick is a dink. We don't want him here anymore. The time has come for the team to be refreshed and maybe a new coach come in. And I think there's a lot of confusion because we don't know what this team is going to look like. The draft is going to speak volumes about the future of this team, I think. And I think fans are confused right now and worried about this team for this season and how the team will do. But fans are handling this with a lot of very reasonable emotions, I think. But fans, I think what with Belichick, though, I think there it depends really where you stand. If you don't like Belichick, then you are on Robert Kraft's side. But if you are with Belichick, which I am Team Bill now, because this is disgusting what Robert Kraft did to him. So I am Team Bill Belichick, and I hope he has the best year of his entire life this year, doing whatever he's going to do, broadcasting with Peyton Manning. I think he's going to do a great job, and I hope he shows Robert Kraft, like, no, I'm better than you now. Yeah, Robert Kraft has, you know, the Patriots are going to have a really tough season.
He was awesome on McAfee yesterday. I don't know how many other appearances he's done. He was really good, and I thought, like, God, this guy's going to be awesome.
He can turn it on when he wants to.
He can. There's personality there.
The guy was glowing. The guy was amazing.
He's got that.
I looked up at the TV, and I was shocked. I was like, oh, my God, that's Bill. You would think about the final – his press conference with Robert Kraft, but also with the final game of the season, he looked weathered. He looked tired. He looked sad. He had the hat pulled down over his eyes, walked off the field. And now the guy is sitting in sunlight in his beautiful home with the backdrop of King behind him, and it spoke volumes about how he feels now not being the coach of working for Robert Kraft. And now he gets to just enjoy maybe retirement from being an NFL head coach, although I think maybe he intends to coach again, perhaps, which I don't think he should do. Stick with TV. Like you said, Sprague, you turn it on when he wants to, because this guy knows that he is auditioning for future roles potentially. When he was on College Game Day, I think it was the same thing, because he knocked it out of the park. And McAfee, he looked comfortable. He looked happy. That's what I want for Bill Belichick. I want him to be comfortable and happy and seen caught by Dumois going on dates. That good for him. Good for him. I think he is enjoying this, and I hope he enjoys it to the fullest. He looked incredible. Keep that lighting. Keep wherever you are broadcasting from, wherever you were sitting, stay there, because you looked phenomenal, Bill Belichick.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
He had the 6 Super Bowl trophies behind him, too. Like, God, just such a baller move. Just mic drop. Look at this. Lucy Burge is our guest. Bet slips and bat flips. Back to the futures with our very own Brandon Sprague every Sunday night on the BetQL app and at Lucille Burge on Twitter. Let me ask you, you mentioned the draft. Like, they're in a really weird spot. If I'm looking at them, I'm not a Pats fan. I would say, why in the world would you draft somebody there? Like, you got a lot of holes you got to plug. Trade out. Somebody's desperate for a quarterback. You need more piece than just one. What's the opinion of Pats fans of what they should do? And is there one quarterback that if they take, they're either rejoicing or panicking? Like, what's the feeling about what they're going to do at number 3?
Yes. Well, my feeling is different from, I think, everybody else. Well, maybe not everybody else. But the opinion now is do not take J.J. McCarthy. I had this weird feeling at one point. It just popped in my head, like, they're going to take J.J. McCarthy for some reason. But I mean, Drake May is favored to go a number 3. But I know Sprague is going to be like, oh, here we go. But I think this is what I think they should do. Take Marvin Harrison Jr. and then keep Jacoby Brissett at quarterback until potentially – does Tom Brady return to the NFL? Because he, the way he was talking, he is like, no. Come on. No, he, the way he is talking, he is serious. He will come back to football if he is called. If the Patriots, if Robert Kraft is like, hey, we need some good PR. We need a quarterback. We need a veteran quarterback who has now retired twice. So you can't get any more veteran than that. And he can come back and save this team from themselves. And play maybe 1 or 2 more years. He's faster now. He's faster now than he was at the Combine in 2000. He looks, his hairline is better now than it was. He looks almost younger than he did then in many ways. I think it would be prudent for the Patriots to plan for maybe keeping that door open halfway through the season or so. And with draft Marvin Harrison Jr., don't draft a quarterback.
Okay, let me ask you this. We'll let you go on this one, Lucy. We talked earlier about sports fan bases.
That was such out of left field answer. I loved it. Well, that was perfect.
Out of the box thinking. Actually, I think she's on to, if Brady did come back for one more year, to just make damage control good and PR mm-hmm. good. It's something that would definitely resonate, I think. We talked about sports fans earlier because in Portland, and I think I've told you and Zach this on the show, like, Portland sometimes is a little like, hey, we can't trade our 10th guy off the bench. He's too good. You know, we don't want to lose him. We're all in on everything, even if we're not a very good team. East Coast tends to be a little more aggressive or demanding. Mm-hmm. Could you as quickly as possible tell us what is the difference between a Philly sports fan and a Boston sports fan?
Yeah, Philly sports fans suck, and Boston sports fans are really great. And thus is the difference.
Okay.
No, Philly sports fans, I think, are not as classy, you know, as Boston sports fans are really classy about the way they go about it. And then they, you know, they end up winning things as well. And there are a lot of parades. And Philly sports fans are like, I don't want to be too mean, but, you know, not as, you know, fans out here classy. But Philly sports fans, not as classy as okay. Boston sports fans.
Okay.
Is how I would describe it.
That's a fair take. I like that. Lucy Burge is her name. You can hear her and see her every Sunday with our co-host Brandon Sprague, Back to the Futures, also Bet Slips and Bat Flips, at Lucille Burge on Twitter. Thanks for the insight on Bill Belichick. I love the Tom Brady take. Thanks for hopping on, Lucy. Let's catch up again soon.
Thank you, guys. I will talk to you soon. Sprague, I will talk to you soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.